What's up, y'all? Welcome to episode 255 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. As always, I'm Dustin.
What up, everyone? It is Nate Dog. How's it going? How is it going? How's it going, Jerry? Good to see you.
Jerry. Love Jerry.
Jerry's a man. So yeah, we're back. We're going to talk about some fun things.
Jerry could also be a woman.
It could be. It was on Succession.
It was.
Yeah.
Did you finally get into that?
Yeah, Emily and I watched it all the way through from season one to the end.
It was really good, right?
Yeah, it got really good. The ending was kind of eh, but...
Yeah, I mean...
also kind of still okay. There's never going to be any good endings for any of those people.
I mean,
they're just, like, horrible people.
Good endings, but not, like, what they deserved. I mean, spoiler's name took over the company, which they wanted.
But then I don't know. It was good. We enjoyed it. Now we're just... Oh, what do we watch? Oh, we started watching Silicon Valley.
Again?
Well, she's never seen it.
Oh.
But and then we have other things we watch, like our Bravo's TV stuff.
Ew!
We're watching the latest season of Amazing Race right now. We're almost done with it.
The one that's on right now?
Well, the one that's already... It's like been out, like season 35 or whatever.
Okay, so not the one that's on right now.
Is there one on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then not the current
yeah, Lunchbox one, was talking about it.
The one that's like been already... It's been finished, so they're okay. On, I guess they're on 36. We're watching 35.
I am kind of entering like old man territory of my life, I think, to where I don't really feel like watching any new shows. As far as like shows that are just now starting, I would rather go back and watch older shows.
Oh, okay, I'm definitely in old man time now. If I'm up past like 9:30, I'm already angry.
Well, I'm always up past 9:30, but
like I need to be in bed already, and
I can't even fathom going to bed at 9:30. Like, I don't think it would be possible.
I don't understand how people are still up. And yeah, I don't understand how anyone's a human being and is up still past 9:30.
I mean, the local news isn't even on yet by that time.
I'm tired. By like 8:30, I'm like ready to go to bed.
That's really early.
I'm just exhausted.
My dad always brags about how he gets up at like 5 o'clock or whatever, and he's like acts very judgmental of people that sleep later. But then he like takes naps all throughout the day. I'm like, that's not any better. You talk a big game about getting up early, but then you sleep half the afternoon anyway, so it all balances out.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some topics here.
What should we start with?
We'll just close up basketball, because March Madness happened, and we hadn't talked about it a little bit. We did, I think, maybe last time.
Yeah, this is your thing, because I know nothing about March Madness except for that it's basketball.
Yeah.
And, well, I do, because Houston is who I decided was going to be, like, my official college team that I was going to root for in sports.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I picked this year when they were really bad in football, and Texas State was actually really good in football. But they were favorites to win the whole March Madness, and they did not.
They did pretty well. But...
So I followed them to, like, the... I think they only made it to, like, 16 or maybe 8, and then they were out. So I was like, okay, whatever, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, my bracket lost like immediately. Almost I was like out by the second week.
So you didn't have like a bracket where you like actually picked which teams you thought were gonna win, right?
No,
you just were given teams at random.
We were given like teams, and like if your team won, you got like whatever they're ranked, you got that number of points. So if you got points accumulated by the end, you like we had a point winner who had the most points, and the all-out winner of your team like won the whole thing. You won the most money of the pot, but I didn't win any money, so.
How much did you have to pay?
$50.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was March Madness for the guys. I think UConn won. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then who won for the girls?
Not Caitlin Clark.
It was UConn, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't remember. It was not Caitlin Clark. No, she played the championship game, but they didn't win.
Yes.
But she was the best. So yeah, this whole Caitlin Clark hype happened all of a sudden. I guess it started happening last year, but she like really blew up this year.
Well, just because she's good? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, she's beyond good. Like,
is she? Tell me all about her.
She's very good. I mean, she's beyond that. Like, she's just as good as probably some other like some men's players. Like, I don't think she. Everyone was saying like, oh, she should go to the NBA, and I was like, well, that's just dumb. She'll get fucking stomped on in the NBA.
You just said she's better than some NBA players.
I think individually she is, but like overall, like she would probably still get like destroyed.
South Carolina
really,
won.
She's really South Carolina. That's who it was. Yeah. She's really good at like 3-pointers, and she's just like all around. Like she's good at dropping green beans. And
what I don't know what that means.
like three-pointers, like just dropping them. Like,
why are they called green beans?
I don't know. They just,
that's just a thing that you heard people say?
Yeah, that sounds funny. She's really good at passing and just like utilizing her team. Like, she's just all out really good basketball player.
Okay, so is it, have you actually watched her? Is this just stuff that you
heard about? No, I watched her.
Okay.
Like, I watched games of Iowa, like, just to, we were all watching them at work because we were all like, let's watch this girl destroy all these other bitches.
So what is, doesn't she have a feud with that other, the black girl?
No, that's media driven and thought up. They're like friends. They're fine. They're both going to the WNBA together.
Okay, but I thought they were like last year, I thought I heard that they were like fighting.
They were not. They were just talking shit and the media was like, oh, it's white versus black. They just had to pull that bullshit. Like, they're fine. They're just, they're competitive people. They were talking shit and that was it. And like, they're fine.
Mm, that's boring.
Yeah. And then, but yeah, I think she went number one in the WNBA draft, and the LSU Angel Reese girl, she went like number seventh or sixth or something like that. Oh, she's also really good.
Not
she's
even top five.
It's because she's black, but.
Yep. Racism.
But yeah, okay, like, she was, I guess Ice Cube offered her a spot in his basketball league, whatever league he has.
Ice Cube has a basketball league?
Yeah, it's called, like, the Big Three or something like that. What? It's, like, another professional.
Is it women's
league.
Basketball?
It's mainly men's. She was going to be, like, the first woman in it.
So it's, like, a co-ed league?
Well, it was going to be, because up until now, it's been only men.
Mm.
But he, yeah, you have to Google it. It's called, like, Big Three or something like that. But yeah, he offered her like a spot in there, and he was gonna pay her like $5 million a year. But I guess she went to the WNBA where her salary was gonna be like $74,000 a year. But I mean, she's gonna make more with
how much?
She's gonna make more with all of her endorsements. That yeah, she's gonna get.
I mean, that's where you make the money at that level.
Yeah.
So the Big Three is a 3-on-3 basketball league, consisting of 12 teams whose rosters include both former NBA players and international players. Commissioner is Clyde Drexler. How have I never heard of this before? I love Clyde Drexler.
I don't know. I heard of it until this happened, and I had to Google it.
I've heard of it just right now.
Yeah.
Why does Ice Cube always have that? He always looks
like he's snarling?
Yes.
I don't know. That's just the way his face is.
I didn't know if it was racist to say that, because whenever, usually snarling is used when describing a dog.
It's just the way his face is.
And on Friday Night Lights, that was racist.
No, it was, yeah. They're junkyard dogs. So, yeah, Caitlin Clark's number one to Indiana, I believe, is where she's going to play basketball in the WNBA.
The Indiana Crabs or whatever?
Whatever they're, I don't know what they're called.
I have no idea. But I feel like I saw a bunch of names of WNBA teams, and they were, like, on par with the minor league baseball team names. Like, really stupid.
Like the El Paso Chihuahuas?
Yeah. Or the Montgomery Biscuits, and their mascot is an actual biscuit.
That's funny.
It's like a biscuit with its mouth open and a stick of butter shoved in there. Indiana Fever.
Indiana Fever, okay, yeah. And then Angel Reese of LSU, I think she's going to Chicago Sky. So maybe she'll help the WNBA get more like popular or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess Houston doesn't... They used to have the Houston Comets in the WNBA, but I don't think that's a thing anymore.
Does San Antonio have a league? I think they do.
WNBA? I don't know.
I thought they did. Maybe not. Or Texas? I don't know. Maybe it's like a Dallas team or something.
Are there only 12 teams?
I guess so. I forget. But I'm sure Texas has a WNBA team. I thought it was like...
They have... Dallas has a team. The Dallas Wings.
Okay.
That sounds like a women's team.
Yeah. So that's really all I had to say about that.
Cool. Yeah. So have you watched any UFL or no?
I've watched a little bit, like, in passing, couple of the opening weekend games. I watched a little bit to watch San Antonio. They lost their losing streak.
Their winning streak. They were on a winning streak.
I mean, their winning streak, excuse me. Yeah, they lost to the Battle Hawks, I think.
Yeah, I read that their quarterback is now out for the season. He, like, injured
Cohen
his wrist.
Or whatever?
Garber? Or something like that?
Yeah, Garber, yeah. So now we're... What happened to Jack Cohen? I don't know. He might be coming back now. He might have been backup now. I don't know.
Who?
He was a Brahma's quarterback last season. He was really bad.
Oh. I mean, what was that?
That was my phone. It's an all call for the fire department. It's where they, like, if you're off duty, they're calling everyone back in.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to go. It's usually for, like, if there's, like, a fire or, like, a big call. If it's an actual fire, I'm going to go, so we'll have to cut the podcast short. But... I don't think it's going to be an actual fire.
Oh.
It's probably like a car accident or like a, something that has... They basically need people to come in and cover the station, or if it's like an actual legit fire, like they call people back in.
How do you know what it is?
I get the dispatch to my phone.
Oh.
It is a mutual aid to Mount something, Mount Morris maybe. Oh, so it's a different town calling, like calling for help.
Oh, what does that mean, mutual aid?
Like you're calling for mutual aid, like you're going to go help someone else.
Oh.
Yeah, like we all work together, like in this town's like mutual aid. So like they'll call for us, or if we have a big fire, like we call for them to come like help additional manpower and things like that.
Sounds like a charity run by a bank.
So it's a fire in another town. That's what they're calling for. So yeah, I'm not going to, I don't need to do that right now. Anyways.
Oh yeah, UFL. So the Brahmas have been pretty good. I've watched all of their games. Well, actually, I take that back. Last week, I watched until like the middle of the third quarter, and they were losing like 18-0 or something, or 13-0 maybe. And then they ended up, ended up winning 20-19 or 18 like or something.
Something points in the last quarter. And like, I was like,
wow, okay. I was like, this game is not going that well. So
they used that fourth quarter rule, and they like came back and won that way.
Yeah. Then I was disappointed that I missed it. And then the Roughnecks, or the Rhinos, as I call them, Roughnecks in name only, because they actually were the Gamblers last year, and they got rid of the real Roughnecks that were actually good. And so now we have the Gamblers that are posing as the Roughnecks, and they're fucking terrible. Everything. The coach is terrible. The players are terrible. It's just all a train wreck. Like, they have flags fucking everywhere. Just, like, it's embarrassing.
At least they have the team.
I'd rather not have a team if it's going to be such a shitty team.
I mean, it's UFL. They're all shitty teams.
That's not... I think the Brahmas are pretty good. And the...
They were horrible last year, so I don't know. We got a new coach, so maybe that helps.
Yeah, you got fucking Wade Phillips. He was the Rednecks coach last year.
Yeah.
He's a legend. So, that's nice for y'all.
So, that's... spring football.
Like, I think they mishandled the merger completely, I feel like. But I feel like it had to happen because... You don't need two spring football leagues trying to compete with each other.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes more sense for either one to just shut down completely or for them to have merged. But, like, I feel like they could have handled the merger better.
I mean, at least they didn't get canceled. At least they made it to season two.
Yeah. And I guess I didn't realize they were going to have an XFL division and a USFL division within the UFL.
That's kind of cool where it's, like, two different divisions. So you can actually have, like, an actual kind of championship type of deal situation.
Yeah, so that's cool. But I feel like the XFL teams are way better than the USFL teams, of which we are.
Yeah, I think they'll tweak it some more as the years go by.
And also, nobody goes to the USFL games.
Yeah, but now it's all one thing, so now it's just the UFL.
I guess it'll improve as the season or whatever goes on, or time in general.
Time marches on. all right, let's see what else we got next.
Let's get into some legislation over how people use the internet. What should we go with first?
Let's see. So for those of y'all listening, if you're Pornhub fans, if you like to get home, draw the blinds, light a candle, you know, dim the lights a little bit, you pull off that pants and you smack one off to some Pornhub. You can't do that now if you live in the state of Texas.
It's not just Texas. It's
they're just the newest state that added to it, I guess.
So, I also
not added to it. Pornhub pulled their services from the state.
Yeah, so they call it Pornhub is banned in Texas and also, like, five other states. There's, like, Utah, Virginia, Arkansas, a couple others. But
the state's not banning them. Pornhub's refusing to, like, have
the state has not banned anyone. The state has put into effect new laws, regulations about basically they want the sites to require you to prove that you're of age, which is it 18 of which you're legally supposed to look at porn, or maybe 17?
Well, 18 because it's 18 or older.
Is it the age of consent? Because in Texas, the age of consent is 17.
No, it's 18 for pornography websites.
Okay,
it's not the age of consent. It's 18. It's the federal law of 18, like.
Okay, so they basically want you to prove that you're an adult in order to use the site. Any site that has...
More than just clicking the yes button when it says, are you over 18?
Yes, because, I mean, that's obviously not that hard to do.
Yeah.
But Pornhub and a few other sites are saying that they refuse to do that because it, like, tramples on free speech, which I don't really get that argument. Because, like, you can still produce porn. Like, no one's saying that you can't. It's
the
just
thing
that...
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's just that people are limited on... there's a limit on who can use it. Who can consume it, I guess.
The thing I read was, at least for Texas, Pornhub was saying that they didn't want to infringe on people's, like, they didn't say, at least I didn't read anything about, like, speech or whatever, that kind of rights. It was more like they didn't want people to have to, like, take a picture of their license and upload it or something like that, because it was...
Well, there's also that. They
interfere
say that,
on the security and stuff like that.
They say, basically, what that comes down to is that they're afraid that if people have to upload identifying information, like, you remember several years ago when that website Ashley Madison got hacked? That was, like, a site where married people go to look for people to cheat on their spouse with.
Yeah.
And then that got hacked, and then, like, that information got released into the public. That, like,
yeah, so Pornhub doesn't want their things to get hacked if people's, like, IDs and stuff are on their servers.
Which, I feel like...
Sorry, I'm sniffling, everybody. I'm sick. I can't breathe.
Yeah, he's dying. If you're worried about people finding out that you're looking at porn or looking to have an affair or something, maybe you should just not be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, easier said than done, but...
Like, if you're worried about people finding that out, it seems like there's probably a reason that you don't want people to know that, and maybe you should consider that a little bit more before doing it.
I mean, you can't, also, don't feel embarrassed. Like, everyone's looked at porn at some point in their lives.
I don't think there's anything wrong with requiring that.
No, I mean, it's not at all. It's just more like, I mean, they have a point where they don't want people to have to be doing that, but it's also like, how do you really test someone if they're 18 or not by just clicking a button that's not really doing anything? But
I mean,
it's checking a box, but it's not really doing anything. But, like, they also have the right to be like, well, I guess we're not going to operate in your state.
Yeah, like, I think they're both, and that's kind of how it's supposed to work, right? Like,
yeah,
the state can make laws about how people can do things in the state, and then companies are free to choose, like, do we want to operate in that state or not based on these laws.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's, like, the free market kind of working.
So I'm sure the state of Texas was fine with Pornhub being like, we're just going to pull out of your state. And they were like, that's fine. One less porn site to have to worry about in the state of Texas.
Yeah, I mean...
Now we only have to worry about the 100,000 others.
Well, there's other ones besides Pornhub that pulled out. No pun intended. But I forget what they are now.
Yeah.
But there's other porn sites that do, that are complying with the law. So, like...
Oh, well, yeah. I'm sure there are. Pornhub's just one of the biggest ones out there.
But I also kind of feel like, why not just say... I mean, it's all to them ultimately. But I feel like if it was my business, instead of just saying, I'm not going to operate in this state anymore, I'd be like, make sure people know, like, if you use this site and give us your personal information, you are taking these risks. And then if people are still willing to take those risks, if they need their porn that bad from Pornhub, then let them do it.
Yeah, could have done that too, but maybe they just thought they were taking some kind of weird ethical stand, I guess. I don't know.
But there's one other thing that I feel like...
Is Pornhub owned by, like, a parent company, or is it just Pornhub?
Are
they owned by, like, Fox or CBS or something?
they're owned by...
I honestly would not be shocked to find out that Disney owns Pornhub.
Pornhub, I know, owns other porn sites. I don't know if there's another site that owns...
I'm scared to Google it because then I'm going to get weird ads.
Don't worry, I'm doing it for you.
Oh, there you go. I need, like, a separate phone just for Googling things.
Pornhub is a Canadian-owned internet pornography... Of course they're Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian-owned internet pornography video sharing website. One of several owned by adult entertainment conglomerate ALO.
Oh, okay. So it has, like, a parent company.
Yeah. ALO, which I've never heard of. But I heard an interview with this girl. She's a journalist, and she went undercover at Pornhub, and she was trying to figure out if they were... Because there were a lot of allegations about Pornhub allowing videos of minors on there, and supposedly they were, like, taking steps to make sure those videos weren't up there, but they kept appearing. Or a lot of them would be, like, revenge porn kind of things, where, like, a girl breaks up with this guy and he's mad at her, and so he uploads a video of her diddling herself and that she sent to him, and then so it's up there without her consent.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be rules about that stuff being allowed there, and apparently they don't really take a lot of steps to make sure those rules are enforced. And so that's what she was undercover about, was like to find out like if there was actually any efforts being taken to keep that stuff off of Pornhub. When the answer, I guess, was officially yes, but not really.
Okay.
So I feel like they should be more concerned about that first.
Yeah.
Probably. Or both.
Or both. I don't know. I guess it's hard to expect a porn company to have, like, morals.
but and the fact that they're trying to sound like they're taking the moral high ground is really funny.
Yeah.
Porn is so bad for you.
We're taking a stand against government corruption. We have ethics and morals here. Now, watch as this one girl sticks a banana up her asshole.
Like, okay, whatever.
Chocolate bananas.
Do you have any more thoughts on that?
No. Was that all for legislation? I think is there more legislative stuff?
Yes, beyond porn.
Okay. Beyond porn. No, I'm okay. I'm all porned out right now.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I guess we can move on to TikTok.
I blew my load on the porn.
I see it. On your microphone.
So we can move on to TikTok. Okay, TikTok. The big thing going on right now. This is like going to like federal court, Supreme Court shit.
You're not on TikTok, right?
I am not on TikTok.
Okay.
No.
I did.
I'm barely on anything.
I already fucked up because I did download TikTok once, but I deleted it. But it doesn't matter.
You know what? Actually, scratch that. I did make an account a long time ago. I had TikTok for about 2 seconds and then I deleted my account. But I'm sure at some point it's still on there.
I think it was because there was a video that I wanted to watch. Like, I Googled something, and the answer for what I was looking for came up in a TikTok video, and I clicked on it, and it wouldn't let me watch it without making an account. So I made an account, and then now the Chinese are in my phone.
They have my stuff, yeah. I made an account at one point, but I never actually, like, used TikTok. I just deleted the app, but I actually don't even know if I deleted the account. I probably still have an account.
I just don't actually have
TikTok on my phone or use it, but I did make an account at one point, so I'm sure I have it somewhere.
Yeah, and there's, like, people call it the TikTok ban, the government's banning TikTok. Technically, that's not what's happening. If this bill goes through or this law goes through, it passed in the House, it has to go to the Senate. They're not sure if it's going to pass in the Senate, but Biden said that he would sign it if it went to his desk. So the law is not we're banning TikTok. The law would be that we're banning sites that are primarily owned by companies. Let's see. I have the list somewhere. Basically, the idea is that the government would ban the apps that are owned in countries or run by countries that are considered enemies of America, which are like there's China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, maybe a couple of others that are on that list.
Is China considered an enemy of the United States?
Yes.
Because, like, buy all of our stuff from them, so...
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, but technically, like, they're an ally still, because they're still, like... But I guess not.
They're considered a foreign adversary.
So they're not... They're, like, a frenemy.
Yeah. China, North Korea, Russia, and Iran. Those are the countries that...
So all of our normal people who listen to our podcast who are kind of dumb, they're frenemies, if that breaks it down better for you.
Yes. Foreign adversary, frenemy, whatever. Because, yeah... Like,
you're just insulting people that listen to our show.
I mean, at this point, we've been doing this for how many years? Actually, this month is like, what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
8 years. 26th April.
If it makes it any better, like, the whole frenemy thing makes it a lot simpler in my head, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, China is definitely our enemy, but also, like, we would not exist without them.
But also, like, our employers. So.
Yes. Like, China, I was talking to my dad about this, actually, yesterday. China already won. China won.
Yeah, China is the superpower of the world.
They own us. It's just a matter of
China's
them officially taking power.
It's like the biggest superpower, but they let us believe that we still matter.
Yes. But like they pay all of our bills.
They pay all of our bills. They make all of our infrastructure and our stuff. Basically, the only things that are still made in America are like little trinkets from some little random shop on Etsy.
Yeah. If you can't buy it on Etsy, it's not made in America.
Yeah.
More or less.
But if it has anything to do with electronics or infrastructure or, like, automobiles, it comes from China.
Yeah.
Or Taiwan.
Even people are like, oh, I buy Ford trucks because they are made in America. They're not anymore.
They might have been. They might be like put together in America, but all the parts are coming from China.
Yeah, like they do still have Ford plants like in Detroit and stuff, but.
But nothing is like manufactured in America anymore. Right. Like, there are some things, but nothing like big, like it for, you know, use.
No, there's always going to be some kind of mostly China, Taiwan, Bangladesh. I've seen,
Yeah, I don't think there'll ever be a time where we have like things like big manufacture in America again.
No, even stuff that says made in USA, maybe it was like. At some point, it was in the hands of someone in another country, probably China.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
So start learning your Chinese.
Yeah, because they're going to take us all over. Maybe not even, like, within our lifetime, but eventually.
I don't think within our lifetime. I think maybe when we're, like, old and about to die, it might start happening. But at that point, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting in my wheelchair at the retirement home, shooting heroin in my arm, and, like, drinking a beer, smoking a joint, like, jerking off to Pornhub.
Not in Texas. In Illinois.
But yeah,
so I just wanted to point that out, that it's not, the bill is not about banning TikTok specifically. It's about banning, I mean, it probably is mostly about banning TikTok, but...
But they simply can't ban TikTok.
Technically, they're banning apps that are based in any foreign adversary countries, of which China is one, and the company that owns TikTok is owned by China. But they promise... That TikTok they're not banned. Giving the Chinese government any of our information. They promised.
Oh, I trust them. Yeah. They pinky sweared.
So the only way, basically, if this bill were to pass, the only way that TikTok would be able to still operate in America is if the Chinese company sells it to someone that's not Chinese, North Korean, Russian, or Iranian company. But they're saying, as of right now, they're saying, we're not selling. So...
Maybe they'll sell it to the Taliban. We're friends with them now.
Apparently. And, I mean, only Iran is on this list, not like Afghanistan or anything. So.
Yeah.
Maybe. But already, TikTok is not allowed on the phones. Not only the U.S. government officials, but, like, lots of countries don't allow it on their government official phones. Because it literally, TikTok is Chinese spyware. If you download it. China has all your information from your phone.
Yeah, but they've already had it before. They probably got it from, like, Facebook and Twitter.
Maybe, but those companies aren't owned by China, so it is different. And people are like...
Mark Zuckerberg definitely sold your shit to China, though.
I mean, and people say that China having your information is not any different than American government having your information, and which, in a way, I can see that, but also kind of, like, I don't know. It seems worse for China to have it.
Yeah.
But part of the reason that people are, and what people don't realize unless they actually do their research, is that TikTok in China is way different than it is in other countries. The way that they do program algorithms are super...
Super different. I read something that, like, the kids looking at TikTok in China, like, when they open TikTok on their phone, it's, like, highly, like, educational shit.
Yeah, that's all it is. But in America... The way they program the algorithm, it's programmed basically to make Americans weaker. And in China, it's programmed to make the Chinese smarter and stronger.
Yeah, like the little kid in Tonghua, China is like opening and he's looking at like mathematics and engineering videos and stuff and different stuff like that. Where like, you know, little Johnny in freaking Texas or whatever opens up TikTok and it's like, oh, look at this blueberry muffin. It looks like Taylor Swift's sniz.
Yeah, more or less. So like stuff that the algorithm pushes on American TikTok is not even allowed on Chinese TikTok at all. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. So that's just another reason that they're opposed to TikTok.
The more you know, people's minds are exploding.
So probably, I mean, at this point, if you don't know that, you probably don't care, and that's fine. You don't have to care.
I found that life is a lot easier now that. I've just accepted that, like, we're just dumb. This nation is dumb. Compared to, like, other places. Obviously, we're smarter than some, too, but we're not, like, some genius country. Like, oh, home of the free, brave, whatever. Like, it's ran by idiots, and the people who live here, majority of them are, like, idiots.
I mean, eventually, we're all going to be, like, everyone's going to be sterile, because they're going to cut off all their genitals, and everyone's going to have to make... new babies in a lab. Like, we're already, like, our reproduction rate, we need a reproduction rate of 2.1, which would be, like, 2.1 kids per family in order to continue the population. And we're at, like, 1.6. So, like, we're not making enough new kids to sustain our population.
Yeah.
Already.
But neither is China, though, so...
Well, they weren't. So they used to have a one-kid policy in China. You're only allowed to have one kid.
Yeah, they're, like, in a population crisis right now,
I think. Now they're allowing two kids.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, crap, we're running out of people.
Yeah, which it's interesting.
I mean, the thing is, America was making a lot of kids. Now we're just killing them all, though.
Killing them and making them sterile.
Yeah. It's not the problem that America's not making children. We're really good at making children. We're just not very good at giving them life.
Or, like, raising them to be...
Functional adults.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. I sort of think if I had anything else more else on the TikTok.
TikTok. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, the one thing that I was reading was that, like, even if it does end up getting banned, it's not going to be anytime soon. Because, first of all, it has to pass. It has to be signed into law, which I think both Biden and Trump said they would pass that. So I don't think that's an issue, really. But also, I guess... It would face a lot
of... The one thing that Democrats and Republicans can agree on is TikTok.
Literally,
sucks.
It's like the only bipartisan thing that's passed is fucking
not anything,
TikTok.
Not anything of importance, but TikTok is the one thing that they can come to an agreement on.
Yeah, like, literally, that's the only thing. But then they're also saying that, like, there will be legal challenges and stuff. So, like, it probably would be several years if the bill passed before it ever even went to in effect.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, if the bill passes, then... ByteDance, which is the Chinese company that owns TikTok, they have 6 months from when the bill is signed into law to sell, or TikTok is not allowed in the App Store anymore.
Yeah. There it is, folks, broken down. Come to this podcast for your news and facts.
Yes, 6 months late. I feel like it's so annoying. I feel like we do a podcast, and then, like, 2 days after we record, there's, like, a big news story that would be awesome to talk about. But we already recorded, and then we don't record for another month, and by then, it's usually, like, doesn't matter anymore. Or it's, like, old news. And...
But there's always something new happening.
That is true.
Yeah.
It was just, like, an onslaught this time, I feel like. So I guess now we can move into the state of Florida, which put in a law that said that kids under the age of 13 are not allowed on social media at all, which...
Yeah, I saw something about that.
I thought already was a law. Or not a law, but, like, I thought that the, like, Facebook, I didn't think you could create an account at, like, 10 years old.
I think you can.
Oh. I thought you had to be at least 13.
I mean,
apparently not.
Maybe at one point it used to be that way, because when we were doing Facebook, you couldn't even get on Facebook without, unless you had an EDU address.
Yeah.
And then they made it to where, like, oh, no, anyone can have Facebook now.
Okay, so the law is that kids under the age of 14 are not allowed to have social media at all. And if they're 14 to 15, they have to have parental permission, which I don't know how you proved that, but I don't know. Okay, so what do you think about that?
Yeah. It's just shit. It's shit like that is dumb. Like, this is just dumb law. Like, out of all the things you can be doing to make people's lives better, you're worried about this. Like, they're going to get it regardless.
I think just, like, social media is bad for everyone. But it's especially bad for teenagers. Like, they've done studies that show that social media is very harmful to, like, teenagers and kids whose brains are still developing. Like, it fucks them up really bad in lots of different ways.
So, oh, like, sure. It's harmful for adults, like...
But I also... So, like, from a... Like, is this gonna have a positive effect? I think it could. But also, like, I don't know that it's the government's role...
It's not. That's the thing. It's not. It's not their role. It's the parents' role to be like, no, you can't have social media till you're 16. And if you do, we're going to beat the hell out of you. You just can't do it. It's just the government, again, doing overreach bullshit, like pretending like they have some kind of moral compass, which they don't. So I don't, I mean, whatever. It's Florida. Florida's just weird anyways, but.
But everyone moves to Florida, apparently. Everyone hates Florida, but also everyone moves there.
Everyone hates Florida and Texas, but everyone's moving there, so.
Yeah. It makes lots of sense.
But yeah, it's not their job. It's just one of the... It's dumb. It's wasting resources, but of course that's what the government does best.
I mean, is it wasting resources?
They had to, like, go through all the wording of this law, do the bill, spend time doing it, talking about, like, wasting resources, where they could have been making bills that actually matter for laws that do need to happen or stuff like that that they don't do. They waste their time on stupid stuff like this. Like,
I mean, I don't, theoretically, I don't think this is necessarily, like, I think more good would come of this than anything. But like I said, I just don't, I don't think it's the government's role to
enact. How are you going to enforce it? Is there even a way to enforce it? No.
I don't know. I'm sure they thought about it.
Like, how are you going to know that, this kid's 13, all he's got to do is change his birthday to whatever, and you know, he has a Facebook.
So Facebook has a, I guess, age verification thing. A user can verify their age by uploading a photo of their ID or by taking a selfie video, which is then sent to a third-party company called Yoti, which uses artificial intelligence to determine how old someone is by looking at facial features. The system is trained using images of people from all over the world of different ages. According to Yoti, in studies, the system was 96.99% accurate at estimating 6 to 11-year-olds as under 13.
Okay. So then they're going to say
that's what Facebook does.
Freaking sex traffickers.
Yeah, I don't know. That does, like, for adults, I feel like it's whatever. If you want to give your information to the porn site, you can. But, like, doing it with kids is a little strange.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I guess good for you, Florida.
According to a 2022 survey from Statistica.com, nationwide, about 68% of 11 to 12-year-olds have social media accounts. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody should be allowed to be on social media. We can because we're already addicted to it. It's already a part of our lives for so long. But, like, new kids should not be.
Yeah. Should not have it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, everyone's going to. I don't think politicians and people like that should have it.
No, definitely not. Social media is a big part of why our country is in the shape that it is now.
Yeah, it's
made everyone dumber. It makes everyone think that they know about things that they know nothing about. They watch one video and they're suddenly an expert on legal stuff or like whatever, and it's just the worst.
But it's not going anywhere. It's part of our lives.
Maybe the government will be like, you're not allowed to operate here anymore.
So, yeah, Facebook is the government.
Facebook is the government. I mean, the government and Facebook were fighting at one point. I don't know if they still are. Because they said that Facebook was like allowing disinformation or misinformation.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know. That's all I have to say about that. Was that it?
That's all the social media stuff. I guess we could save the other thing for...
Let's talk about buttered sausage.
Another time. I do... Okay. This doesn't have to be, like, a big thing, but I need to get this off my chest because it's been driving me crazy. So, this year, on March 31st, was Easter. Easter's on a different day every year.
Oh, yeah.
And also, in 2009, they decided to make March 31st the Transgender Day of Visibility, which, like, they're not invisible. We hear about them all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I don't know why they need this, but it is. It's a day. And then, I guess, Biden started federally recognizing it when he became president. So, like, every year for March 31st, he would, like, make a proclamation about transgender and how we can't see them and all this stuff, and now we need to see them. We can see them today. They're coming out of the shadows and whatever on March 31st. So every year he's done this, he's been president, 21, 22, 23, 24. And I think people rolled their eyes about it, but, like, nobody really cared. Until this year, because this year, March 31st also happened to be the day that Easter fell on. And then all these conservatives come out and are, like, talking about how the Biden administration is attacking Easter and it's attack on Christians and they did this on purpose. It's all part of an agenda. And I'm like, y'all are so dumb. Some people are not dumb. Some people are doing it on purpose because they know that it'll get a big response and they'll get a lot of clicks and interactions on their posts, and that's how you get paid. Whatever. If that's how you need to make money, okay. But it's not a special thing that happened this year only just because of Easter. It's happened.
It just happened. It's been, March 31st fell on Easter this year.
It's been March 31st since 2009. It's been federally recognized by Biden since 2021 on days that were not Easter. He didn't do anything different this year than he did any other year, except for this year it also happened to be Easter.
Yeah.
And the uproar that this caused made me so angry and annoyed, and I just needed to get that off my chest. Some people were even saying that whoever created this day and put it on March 31st did it on purpose, purposely did it at this time of year because they knew that there would be days where it fell on the same day as Easter, and that was like all part of the plot to like,
oh my gosh,
take over Easter or whatever. And I'm like, y'all are so dumb. If you want to make a the Biden administration is attacking Christians, there actually was a way that you could do that, in which every year they have a Easter egg roll at the White House, and I guess kids can like decorate Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And this year they were told that there was not allowed to be any religious symbolism on the Easter eggs for Easter.
Yeah, and that's what Easter is.
Yeah, so like that
the point of Easter
that is like, if you want to have a story about Biden hating Christians and being evil on Easter, do that. Not this other thing that happens every year. It's always the same. Just happened to be on Easter this year also.
Yeah.
But they were more upset about that than you couldn't put a cross on the Easter egg. You could only put, like, bunnies and shit.
Yeah, that was dumb. It's just conservatives are idiots.
I hate saying that because it's, like, it makes it sound like they're idiots in particular. They're all stupid.
Yeah, actually,
everyone is stupid. Dumb.
Like, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, they're all idiots.
Okay, May is when they pick the libertarian candidate for president. Have you heard anything about...
That's when they have the convention
where they pick the president. But I feel like...
I don't even know who's running for. I don't even know what's going on with the Libertarian. I thought, like, they dissolved. I haven't heard anything from them in a long time.
No, they didn't dissolve. But, like, I feel like long before the convention, we've even... I mean, in 2016, they had Libertarian debates. Like, they could watch on TV about people that were running for the nomination. But, like, I don't even... I've heard nothing about libertarian candidates.
I feel like they go to their thing, they like flip a coin, they're like, who wants to do it? People are like, oh, I'll do it. And they just draw them out of a hat. Okay, you're running for president.
Yeah. And I feel like RFK is already seen as the official third option.
Party.
So he's just running as an independent.
Yeah.
Actually, for a second, I was like, maybe I could vote for him, but no, I don't think so.
I mean, you could.
No, I mean, I like physically could, but I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
He's just he's very big government on most things.
So he's running as a Democrat. Cool.
Well, he was originally running as a Democrat, but then the DNC didn't want him.
Yeah.
So he decided to run as an independent instead. So basically he is a Democrat. He just wasn't getting any support from the DNC, so he moved to an independent. But then, like, the chick that he picked as his vice president is, like, this big... She's been a big donor to Democrats and been heavily involved in, like, all these, like, super... far left things until like 5 minutes ago, and now suddenly she hates the Democrats and everything they stand for and blah blah blah, and it's like, I don't think that's true.
That's how that works,
but apparently she's like the one that's been funding the majority of his campaign so far, and that's why he picked her.
I haven't really heard much from him, or at least I haven't seen much from him. At least,
I mean, you have to like seek information out from him, more or less. He did have a Super Bowl commercial.
I did see that, I think. Yeah,
that I think that his vice president paid for. But
it's gonna be Trump or Biden again. Great. Awesome.
Yeah.
2020.
Everyone hated 2020, and now it's like, actually, we love it so much, we want to do it all over again.
Yeah. We're gonna do it all over again.
I mean,
there needs to be an age limit in the fucking past that you, like, can't literally run president past 75 or something.
If you're already past the average lifespan of a human being, you should not be able to run for president. I feel like that should be like a really easy rule to make.
I think it should be like 65.
Like retirement age. If you're past retirement age, you can't run for president.
If you're old enough to qualify for Medicare, you can't go for president anymore.
Yeah, no. They should not be two 80-year-old people running for president. That should not be our options.
Yeah, at all. Especially one guy who like looks like he's about to fall over when it's a heavy wind.
Literally any second. Even when there's not a heavy wind, he still falls. And he can't put a coherent sentence together.
Fucking Trump just sounds like a moron every time he talks.
Yeah, he can put sentences together, but they're not always coherent.
They just don't make... I mean, it makes me laugh, but he's just...
That's my thing, is like, if Trump was a stand-up comedian, I would love him. I would pay to go see him live. But as like the president, no. He's an idiot.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that we need to hit on for today? We hit on a lot of stuff. We gave you a lot of information today, folks.
We did. I hope you took notice.
Yeah.
There's not anything else that's, like, pressing.
Yeah.
There was only just the one thing, but we'll save that because it'll take a while and you haven't even watched it, so.
It's a movie, right?
It's a docuseries. Now there's 5 episodes, but the 5th episode is a waste of time. You only need to watch 4 episodes.
There's just too many things to watch.
I watched it all in one night. It took me like 2.5 hours.
I don't have time to watch that in one night.
I didn't. You don't have to watch it in one night, but I'm just saying, like, it doesn't take that long to we'll get through it.
Okay. What's it about?
It's a docuseries, Quiet on Set. It's about, mostly about Nickelodeon in the late 90s and early 2000s, and, like, all the bad things that happened on the sets of their shows.
Okay, with, like, kid actors and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Nickelodeon fucked up some kids back in the day.
I mean, I'm sure Disney did, too, we just haven't seen the docuseries yet.
Oh, yeah, it'll come out later.
Yeah, they should just make it a sequel about... But I had... So, well, I think a lot of people are overreacting to some aspects of it, and that's part of what I wanted to talk about, but we'll save it.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of thoughts.
You have a lot of thoughts? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll work it into my repertoire. All right, everybody. Well, that's going to be it for today, I think. Again, if you have questions or anything for us, or you want us to talk about a specific topic so that we can do research on and talk about, give us a message, give us a DM or whatever on our socials.
Yeah, Evil Social Media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and X/Twitter, Bedroom Drinking Podcast. And you can email us at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, thanks for your continued audience and listening to us jabber about stuff that we pretend to know what we're talking about. We're just two dudes with mediocre intelligence that just look at facts.
We know how to read, which apparently everyone does. Read
and like form opinions based on facts, not emotions.
And not headlines. You actually read the article.
Yeah. Other than that, though, we'll see you next time. And remember, sometimes dolphins even make waves.
Naked man.
Naked man.